That was way more upbeat than I expected it to be.
For starting the show. And
yeah, but you had kind of a rough
I'm
week.
Drink.
Yeah. Me too.
See, that's the benefit of like recording on Tuesday after a Monday that didn't matter for anybody, is that we've all had time to adjust and accept what's happened over the weekend. Me, I had plenty of time because I got beat on Thursday. So, you know, it's nice to just know sometimes.
And technically, the prophecy did come true. We are facing each other, Mike.
That's true. That's true.
In a championship of our own making.
Yes. Yes, we will be competing for a belt made of sadness.
Wait, did the trophy not show up yet? No, I'm not even kidding. I ordered one of those fucking things. It's coming to you.
Did you order a participation trophy?
By the time we hit 2030, every position is gonna have some sort of award associated with it.
First is definitely champ. Second is the teardrop.
I mean, by 2030, we're definitely gonna have to have gotten a new belt. Like, it's on its last legs. I didn't do much with it other than put it in my little, what I'm calling trophy case. But that'll change before I have to send it out. I'm gonna do a lot of stuff to it. Get real weird with it. So you may not want to win it, Tom. Is all I'm saying.
See, I have low expectations of winning it, to be honest.
So the semifinals are over. I am defeated, as is Clyde. And I, you know, in regards to me, I like that the thing that plagued me all season in having, like, just bananas good wide receivers that decide not to show up is, I'm not going to say the reason I lost, but a very large contributing factor. I mean, when Tyreek Hill, Tyler Lockett, and Keenan Allen get like under 15 points combined, it's gonna ruin your day. And that it did. It also doesn't help when you're playing the dude who has Debo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, and Davante Adams, thanks for that one, Clyde, get like 30 points each. So like the opposite of what happened to my team. I was watching last night, like, periodically going, oh, well, hey, cool. Like, at least Alvin Kamara's not getting 25 points. That's nice. That's good. I don't have to get blown out by 80 points, just 60. That's lovely. So, yeah. Actually, I think it's 70. I think I got blown out by 70. Yeah, just under. 65. So, that was fun. Congratulations on the win, Joe. Tom and Clyde played each other. Clyde, you're disappointed.
I am. I lost this the minute Kelsey was out, and I knew it. I knew it. And then, just didn't go well.
Did you like on Saturday when they were like, hey, Kelsey's back?
Oh, yeah. I was like, great. I don't have to worry about anything. I didn't pick up anybody because I was like, I don't need to. Kelsey's going to play. Palmer got picked up by Tom and then played by Tom. I'm not happy about that situation. But, I mean, I lost because I lost 25 points from Kelsey. Let's be honest.
I mean, he's not wrong. After Jonathan Taylor only got me 10 points.
I thought that was it for you.
I did too. I was like, I'm done. This is it. It's, you know, Clyde's going to win. You know, I all week I kept saying to him, it's like the only way I have a shot is if Kelsey doesn't play. And so I was probably watching, well, I know I was watching Kelsey's status more than Clyde because I knew on Saturday that while he was moved to questionable, he still hadn't cleared COVID protocol. So there was still a very real chance he wasn't going to play.
Well, no, because they were saying that entire time he's probably going to play. This is probably a formality because he hasn't tested yet, but he's going to play. They got eight different times to test between now and Sunday afternoon. He's going to play.
We were reading different sources then because the sources I were saying said they still have no idea. Like because he hadn't tested negative yet, so
yeah,
there was still a chance, but it was looking very unlikely.
All the things I was reading was that he was vaccinated and like up the wazoo. He was gonna be fine. He's gonna be fine. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I can roll with that.
I mean, in my mind, Travis Kelce did nothing but stick swabs up his nose for 24 hours.
Just
from Saturday to like 11 a.m. on Sunday. He's just like got one in each nostril. Just like, oh, come on. I just got to get two in a row. Two in a row.
He gets one. He gets really excited. All right. All right. This is it. This is it. All it's got to be is negative. Positive. Fuck. Start it up. Let's go again. Yeah, no, Kelsey being out really, really fucking hurt. And then the Cowboys deciding in the first 5 minutes to just absolutely destroy Washington didn't help. Because that meant CeeDee Lamb didn't do shit in the second half.
Yeah, did they? I actually didn't bother to watch that game because of, and of course Zeke gets two touchdowns when it does not fucking matter for my team at all. It's like, oh, hey, cool, thanks for showing up finally, you fucking piece of crap. Did they bench? I know they benched Dak. Did they bench Lamb too, like in the second half?
He didn't do shit in the second half, man.
They didn't bench him, but yeah, he was not. He just didn't do anything. Yeah,
they were up 42-0 at half.
Right.
Hell, like I'm putting in the B squad. Say, just don't fuck it up.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we all knew that game was going to be bad. I just didn't think it was going to be that bad.
Same. They did. Washington lost a bunch of defensive starters to COVID, like, the day before, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or the day of, because I think I...
They also lost some... two DBs in the span of, like, 10 seconds.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, as a related kind of aside... this really only goes for Tom and Joe because no one else's matchup matters except for mine and Clyde's because we're going to fucking make that shit matter.
I'm not kidding.
COVID's still a thing. Bruce Arians is out with COVID. Carson Wentz is probably out for the weekend at least, which, you know, I don't know if that's good or bad for Tom in the championship. I think that's probably something that we should talk about. Like, Carson Wentz not playing and the passing game not being a threat, to me, is really, 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 really bad for Jonathan Taylor. Because dude's just going to look at stack box after stack box.
Yeah, but they're playing really Vegas.
They are playing Vegas. That's true.
I think it's going to do a lot for Nyheim Hines, who's going to get a lot of checkdowns, because they're going to be in a lot of passing situations. I think...
So I think you're just trying to get me to play Nyheim Hines against you is what you're trying to do.
Yeah, do it. Do it, Mike. But I think JT's going to see eight in a box every play until Sam does something.
Right.
My bigger concern is that he ends up with COVID too, because, I mean, Carson Wentz isn't the only one. Marlon Mack is in COVID protocol, so you know those two have been close. So
Taylor was already in COVID protocols once this season, was he not?
You know, I don't remember if he was. It was during their bye week because I think there was only.
That's like so much of the last week kind of came down to that for me. Was like looking at my players and being like, "All right, who's been in COVID protocols or like had COVID recent?" Like Tyler Lockett, I was like, "All right, I don't have to worry about you. You're off the list, and you just clearly had it, so you're fine." Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill coming off the list on Saturday, I was like, "All right, you're good." You know, but like it's such a crapshoot at this point because every team has a fucking outbreak right now.
Yeah, it was definitely stressful even for this past week because I lost Cole Holcomb to COVID early in the week. Mm. So I picked up somebody to replace him because the only other player I had to fill his spot, I had to put in for Josh Allen, defensive end, when he got COVID. So I picked somebody up to fill in for Holcomb, and then morning of, person I picked up got COVID. So I had to go with somebody else who then got hurt in the first quarter or something like that. It was nuts.
I picked up Jameen Davis to block you from getting him when Holcomb went down. And then the Sunday, Davis went out with COVID-like symptoms. I was never going to play him, but I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all over the place this week, and I suspect it is going to be just as bad this coming week.
I think going into this championship weekend, this could be the worst week, right? I don't think it's going to be good, and I mean, it depends on who's on your team, right? Like Joe, Lamar Jackson's not out for COVID reasons, so you know that could be fine. But who did the Eagles play this past week?
Who did they play? Washington. Yeah.
Washington.
Wait, no, that no, can't be right. I'm sorry, the Cowboys played Washington. I'm already ahead on week 17.
Yeah.
The Eagles played the Giants.
The Giants. So I don't think the Giants have a lot of COVID cases right now, but I don't think the Eagles did either. But like, who the fuck knows what's going to happen? Tony played in that game and had just come off of the COVID list. So, you know, hopefully he's not still contagious and didn't give it to Jalen Hurts. But we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be not fun to watch, but I guess interesting to see the level of it. I'm like, it's really annoying that this thing is still having an impact on our playoffs. I mean, it's annoying that this thing is having an impact at all still. But, you know, it's the world we currently live in. I guess we should cover briefly some other things that happened. Carlos and Dan had a matchup, and I believe Dan won. So
that is incorrect.
Incorrect. Carlos won.
That is correct.
Great. Good job, Carlos. Well done. By the way, thank you for sending the elimination pictures. They are fantastic, as I remember them being.
I do have to say, you've been talking yours up, Mike, since you saw them, and you were spot on with it. It is, Carlos, I commend you. They have all been wonderful so far, but I think this one is probably my favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite, too, and that's weird to say, but, you know, there it is. Breaking news, the Eagles have signed Kerryon Johnson to the practice squad. Not good for Miles Sanders there, Clyde.
Oh, he broke his hand. He's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, I know. I just like to point things out when I'm playing Clyde that are wrong with his team. Yeah,
I mean, so, let's be fair. Did anybody see me getting this far in the playoffs without a running back?
No.
I count this as an absolute win. I did great.
Definitely. That's true. You did. I do have to commend you because I think you're underselling the running back situation that you had. Like, it was atrocious. Like, it was bad. So well done. Good job.
And you, fuck you,
you
Carlos.
You might get third place out of it. That's pretty impressive. You won't, because you got to go through me for it. Yeah. My team's better than yours.
I bought you a trophy just so you could hand it to me when you lose. That's why I sent it to you, so you'd be forced to hand me it as soon as you lose.
Does it say delivered yet? Can I unbox it on the podcast?
I wanted to. I'll check on the status and send you an update. Also, Merry fucking Christmas.
So Carlos beat Dan. So Carlos came in fifth. Congratulations. You finished the regular season in fourth, so I feel like that's an abject failure on your part. Dan finished the regular season in sixth, so Dan's right where he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Dan. Fuck you, Dan. But yeah, Matt got beat handily by Eddie, largely because Matt just can't set a lineup. I don't know what happened there, but
did he have a lot of? Oh, he yeah. This is sad.
I think Matt just like was like, all right, I'm not getting punished, and I don't care anymore.
Which I, you know, don't love, but like I get it.
I mean, it was like Christmas week. I know he was working and stuff. He had stuff going on, so like I get it. But you know. You lost a lot of points there. So, and I think, you know, more importantly, you lost to Eddie, which means Eddie finishes just behind the playoff teams, which he doesn't deserve to do. I said it, and I will stand by it. Eddie does not deserve seventh place, but there he sits in seventh place. Okay. Matt, congratulations on eighth. And we've got 9 and 10 to talk about. 9 being Eric, who also doesn't belong in 9th place, but is. Congratulations, Eric. Because we have to punish Caesar again.
Yeah, that's going to go real well. That taco video was pretty fucking great, right?
Here's the thing. Tom, I don't know if you listened to last week, but here's what I'm thinking about. Here's what we talked about, and here's what I think is going to happen. Caesar, pay attention. If I don't get the taco video by the Super Bowl, you lose a roster spot, and we put, you know, Tebow in it or somebody. You're losing a roster spot. That's your penalty. If we set a deadline for punishment number 2, and the deadline passes, you're either going to lose a second roster spot, or at that point you lose a draft pick. But repeated non-performance on the punishments is gonna have a penalty attached to it from henceforth, and it'll depend on the severity and the interest, I guess. The interest accrued on the taco is quite high.
This is fair. I'm still quite excited to see this taco video.
I am too. Of note, you can avoid losing a roster spot, Caesar, if you do the video. Or I'll tell you what, I'm even willing to work on the taco video. Like, I don't know what the problem is with the taco. Just let me know what your hesitations and things are, and we'll figure it out. If you're worried you're going to set your house on fire, me too. Let's talk about it. Maybe we can skip the frying step. I don't know. But tell me what you're worried about, and we'll take it from there. If for some reason it's a punishment you just cannot do, and this goes broadly for everybody, by the way. If we hand you a punishment that you just cannot, for whatever reason, do, maybe we ask you to walk across the United States and you're in a wheelchair, as an example. Obviously, you can't do that punishment. I'm not sure why we would give you that punishment, but there it is. We'll figure something out. But communicate, work with us, like, let's figure it out. That being said, deadline was in August. You're losing a roster spot unless we get that video. Seem fair to everybody?
I think that's fair.
Okay, great.
I honestly was expecting you to about to throw out that you're just going to kick him out of the league for not doing it, because, you know, there's that whole participation thing.
There is, and he did participate, except for the punishment thing. So I think that it has to be on the punishment performance. I think it's going to have to be a strike thing, which is why I'm thinking fair. It's roster spot, draft pick, membership.
Fair.
Yeah. I would almost rather do the draft pick than the roster spot. But as I said last week, I feel that doing a draft pick would have a negative, well, not necessarily a negative impact, but somebody's getting a player that they shouldn't have gotten. So it impacts the entire trajectory of the league from before the season starts. So I'm hesitant on that one. That said, it wouldn't be the first time that that's happened, you know, and not a whole lot changed as a result of it. So for fuck's sake, last year, Eddie Pinheiro was the number 1 overall pick.
Yeah.
And that team still didn't get the toilet bowl.
And that team still did not get the toilet bowl. That's important to note.
To be fair, they had a managerial change right after the draft, which I think saved that team from losing the toilet bowl.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You're expecting your first overall pick to get you 20 to 30 points a week. And in my mind, you draft. He sacrificed 30 points right off the bat.
But did he? Because that was the season McCaffrey got hurt.
That's also true. Wow.
I say that like that didn't happen this season.
Or this season before. Anyway! I think the biggest debate we're going to have on this is what player just has to fill that roster spot. And I'm standing pat on Tebow. I will fight on this hill. I will fight and die on this hill.
I would like it to be the wrong Brandon Marshall.
Only if it was Eddie. If it was Eddie, absolutely. He has to roster not one, but both Brandon Marshalls. Well, I would give him an extra spot just so he could do that.
You know who Caesar hates? inexplicably, is Travis Kelce. And I think he should have to roster Jason Kelce.
Love it.
Boom! Wait. Twist it again.
I can't wait for, like, four more years from now when Carlos...
When we figured out how to institute offensive linemen and accidentally stack Caesar's team with them. Yeah, me too. So we got to punish Caesar again. I've had a lot of ideas. And none of them are really fun since he's in Portland and we're all in Chicago, with the exception of a few of us.
I still like what we came up with last year. The hot challenge.
Right. I mean, we might use that as the replacement for the taco. Mm-hmm. If he refuses to do the taco, so I don't know, do it twice in a row, drink a gallon of milk, that could be one for him. I don't know. Point is, Tom, any ideas?
Let's make him drink some Epicac.
So you just want him to puke a lot?
Actually, I think we make him do the hot challenge and then follow that up with drinking Epicac, so he gets to experience it twice.
What about he drinks Epicac, then he does the hot challenge, and he has to just force the puke back down, and every time some leaks out, he has to run a lap around a football field.
I think that's a little rough. I think there was Tom with cruel.
Well,
I think he should do his punishment.
There was Tom with cruel, and then you come up with cruel and unusual, and just mean-spirited.
Listen, our league has not agreed to or signed or ever even considered being a part of the Geneva Convention, so I don't give a shit. Caesar, you lost. You lost again. You're going to get punished. You're going to get punished again. And there's going to be interest. And, you know, we'll inform you of the interest later. Exactly. So I guess anything else about last week we want to highlight?
No. I'd like to forget it as quickly as possible.
Well, I should probably ask Tom who won. that's what I expected from you, Clyde. Yes.
I mean, I won. I don't know. I mean, was that not obvious?
So let's look at the championship then. We've got Tom versus Joe in what I'm calling the Who Gives a Shit Bowl. Like, good Lord, could we have gotten a more boring championship? 1 and 2. Ooh. The best team and Tom. Like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, Joe and I have been winning, so...
Exactly. This is not fun. This is like the time the Patriots and the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl together. Nobody gave a shit. What we wanted was the Patriots and the Giants. We wanted David Tyree and a helmet catch to win it all. That's what we wanted. I'm not sure which one of us is the Giants here, and I think either one of us would be offended. But
very much so.
Which is only funny because I'm usually the Patriots. So it's a nice, refreshing change for me.
Yeah, it's a change of pace for you, and it's putting me in a situation where I've been all season hating who I have to root for.
I'm still the Patriots. It's just one of those weird years where they were bad. I'm the Patriots from last year. It's like I got Cam Newton and I was bad. So next year when I draft Mac Jones, I'll be back in it. But Tom versus Joe. I don't understand how Joe's team lost as much as Joe's team lost. I think it's just a symptom of, like, not having too many starting players and not knowing which ones to play in which situations.
I mean, he has legitimately, like, 6 starting running backs at this point.
Right.
Well,
he can only pick 3 to play. And then, like, oh my god, the unnecessary amount of talent he has wide receiver is just unbelievable.
You are not allowed to lament his talent at wide receiver, nor is Carlos, by the way. You and Carlos are responsible for the stacking of Joe at wide receiver, which, by the way, he was already stacked at running back, so the league thanks you for that, as does Tom, maybe later. Tom, yeah, do me a favor and run me through Joe's wide receiver matchups against you, and then tell me how you feel looking. Because we spent the entire season, we spent 6 weeks talking about Joe's running back stable, and I don't think one time we ever talked about the ridiculous nonsense that he has going on at running or at wide receiver, which is better than his running back situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's got like the top three wide receivers, and I do not, and I just lost probably my top wide receiver with Mike Evans being out. So, I mean, I think we were all so focused on his insane number of running backs and how good a lot of them were that we never gave him enough credit for the fact that
he's got Davante Adams versus, you know what? No, I said respect to Davante Adams, but we're going to do this in the order that I think they're ranked. I am not looking at a sheet, so whatever. We're going to do Cooper Kupp. He's got Cooper Kupp, who talked about last week, is 80, 90 points ahead of every other wide receiver close to him, versus
The Ravens.
So we've got Cooper Kupp versus the Ravens. How'd that go this week? Receivers against the Ravens this week is what I'm looking for.
So not good, because T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd.
Not good. Dude, T. Higgins had like 30 points.
T. Higgins had 40 points in our league. Jamar Chase has had 20 points. And then Boyd had, where is he? Also like 20 points.
So
17 and a half.
You're looking at possibly the worst matchup you could possibly look at for Cooper Kupp versus the Ravens there. Unless they get, I don't know if they had dudes on COVID. I don't know if they had guys injured. Like, maybe they get people back, but I think they were at least defensive back wise relatively healthy. Not good. You don't want to see Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, and T. Higgins blowing up against a defense, only for that defense to then have to play Cooper Kupp in your championship game.
T. Higgins only had like a mediocre day against Baltimore this year, or this week. I mean, 12 catches, 194 yards, and 2 touchdowns. It's just pedestrian.
Right, so then he's got Davante Adams versus
This week, Green Bay is playing
Minnesota
at Green Bay.
Yikes. Holy shit. Not good. Is Minnesota not like in the bottom three teams pass defense wise?
Cooper Kupp only put up 21 points against Minnesota this week. So
only put up 21 points.
That's low for Cooper Kupp. So.
It is low for Cooper Kupp. I will give you that. It's still upsetting, and he's got Davante. So you know, let's assume Davante Adams is getting what 20. Cooper Kupp got 21. So let's say Davante Adams gets 19. Is that fair?
I'm putting about 20 apiece. Like I'm throwing 20 at each one of his receivers right off the bat without even looking at the matchup.
And then we're looking at Deebo Samuel versus
the Texans.
Oh God! You know what? I'll do a bet.
With who?
With whoever wants to take it. Deebo, highest scoring receiver on Joe's team this week.
I'd take that.
All right.
Tom, you winning on this?
Are we each going to pick one of his receivers and go bet a trois?
Bet a trois!
Bet a trois.
Quattro! I don't know.
We're all number four. We're all number four.
Cut!
Gonna pull up the sticky notes. Speaking of some bet a trois updates, where's my beers?
Wait. Hold on the bets. We'll do bets at the end. Really quick. Let's do the last receiver that is relevant on Joe's team, Jamar Chase.
You missed one.
Oh, what do you mean I missed one?
We did Cooper Kupp. Did we talk about Debo Samuel? Okay.
That's what inspired the big conversation.
I zoned out during the Debo Samuel.
Jamar Chase will be playing.
I would have to, Tom. I just got tired.
I just got tired of listening to how much my team is going to get destroyed. So,
well, we'll do you in a minute. Hold on. Maybe there's some hope for you. Jamar Chase
is playing Kansas City at Cincinnati.
Oh, Jesus. God, fuck. Y'all. Joe might break the league scoring record in the championship game.
No, he's got 80 points out of his receivers right now. Like, in my mind, that's 80 points on the board already. And all we talked about was his receivers.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Alvin Kamara, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Ah, Kamara's a bust right now.
Sony Michel, inexplicably out of fucking nowhere. I just, like, it's...
Cordell's going to have a rough week because they're playing at Buffalo. So you get a break there because running up and down the field in Buffalo is a hell of a lot harder than it is in Georgetown. And then Sony Michel's got Baltimore, so that's a given, like 10 points. And who's the other one? Oh, Kamara. Kamara against the Broncos without a quarterback. Kamara versus the Panthers, and even without a running back, he'll still get 50 yards.
Okay, he might have a rough day. So Alvin Kamara, the first round pick for Joe, worst player on the team right now, on the starting roster at least. Yikes. Let's look at Tom's team.
80 points on the fucking receivers. All right.
As a reminder, Tom, first place. First place, Tom. Two lost, Tom?
Correct.
Two lost, Tom. You've got, at quarterback, Josh Allen, your best player. Jonathan Taylor is your best player, but you got Josh Allen. Who's Josh Allen playing?
Atlanta.
They're playing Atlanta.
So
that gives up the
That's
ass.
Good. That's great. That's great timing for you. You got Jonathan Taylor without a passing game.
Against the Raiders.
We don't know for sure that Carson Wentz won't be playing. He's got to be.
I mean, he's unvaccinated.
Yeah, right, he's out.
No, he's not out because the league is
adopting the new CDC guidelines. So he only has to be out for 5 days.
It depends on if he tested positive or if he came into contact with somebody that tested positive.
Yeah, if he tests positive, he's out 10 days.
Yes, correct. We're aware of.
We don't know yet.
But we don't know if he tested positive or if he just came into contact with somebody that did. If he came into contact with somebody that did, then he could be back.
Hang on. NFL and NFLPA now have adopted the new CDC guidelines that reduce the quarantine time to 5 days from 10 days for all COVID-positive players who are asymptomatic, including those who are unvaccinated. So even if Carson Wentz tests positive, if he's asymptomatic, he can come back in 5 days. So I'm saying there's a chance. That was of 28 minutes ago.
Can I say it isn't a side that's fucking dumb?
I completely agree that it's fucking dumb. And so Tom's got Josh Allen.
Yes, he does.
Tom's got Jonathan Taylor, maybe.
He's got JT, and I expect him to get at least a touchdown.
Oh, JT's going to do well enough. You know, I'd say no fewer than... Well, fuck, he got 10 points this week.
I'm gonna say no fewer than
15 points for Jonathan Taylor against the Raiders. Right. I would be legitimately surprised if he got fewer than 15 points, even with Carson Wentz out. Who's your other running back, Tom?
Currently, my number two is Josh Jacobs playing Indiana.
He's going against the Colts.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
Then you got Marquise Brown. With
playing the Rams,
someone throwing to him.
Yeah, as long as it's either Lamar or Huntley, I'm not super worried.
I think you might be better off with Huntley, honestly.
I think so too. I think he has more of a tendency to throw first, pass, or throw first, run after kind of thing, whereas Lamar is more willing to just take off.
I'm more worried about Jalen Ramsey covering Marquise Brown all day.
That's a bit of a problem, yeah. Yeah, it could be a Rashad Bateman day.
Yeah.
Could be.
Then we've got...
Deontay Johnson playing Cleveland.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
The problem with Deontay Johnson is that he's got Ben Roethlisberger thrown to him.
Hopefully.
Now, Deontay Johnson probably the most, outside of like Cooper Kupp and Debo Samuel, probably the most consistent receiver in football this season.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of like, he's not going to get you 30 to 40 points, but he'll definitely get you 16 to 20 every single time.
Yeah, he's been very solid. I've been very happy with him all year.
Fuck his garbage time touchdown this week, though. Fuck
yeah, that definitely.
He had 3 points, and the next time I turned around, he had fucking 17. And fuck that noise.
So the lineup is Josh Allen, Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, Marquise Brown, next. Deontay Johnson, and the third receiver is
Devonta Smith.
Devonta Smith.
Playing
you
the football team.
Are completely screwed. Oh my goodness. It's crazy how much better Joe's wide receivers are than yours. Also mine. Oh, yes. Also Clyde's. Also Dan's. Also Eric's. Also Eddie's. Also Matt's. Also, if I didn't mention you, I'm sorry. Everyone's. Everyone's. Cesar and Carlos.
The one saving grace I have with Devonta is that they are playing the football team this week, and it makes me feel a little better.
Probably a well-rested football team, what with everyone being over their COVID by Sunday. Sunday? Is the game on Sunday?
Yes.
Great. It's going to be an interesting championship game. I fucking hope. Like, goddamn. But we got another matchup this week that matters. And that's me versus Clyde for third place. Also known as the championship, because that's what I'm going to refer to it as in my brain, in my heart, and my soul.
The people's champion. No, the loser's champion.
Can we call it the eyebrow? We're going to call it the eyebrow. We've got the championship, we've got the teardrop, and we've got the eyebrow. You know, something I don't want to gloss over real quick to go back to Tom and Joe. Tom, you brought Joe into this league.
Yep.
You know what? On top of that, the streak may continue.
Rookie curse.
Yeah, a rookie coming in and just wiping out the league.
Rookie curse. As previously discussed on an episode, last year, yes, Joe was in the league, but did not count as a rookie. He was a prospect that we brought up on an interim basis. This is his first full-time season in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And as is tradition, we got Tom drinking heavily and Joe, a rookie, in the championship in his rookie season. It's funny, and then it's comical, and then it's just like, what the fuck is happening here with the rookies in this league?
They don't know how now shit
it's
works.
A thing.
They don't know how shit works. They don't know they're supposed to lose constantly.
So, Clyde, we have a matchup.
Do we?
Yeah. You know that thing that you wanted, the prophecy that was foretold?
That's right. And a trophy will be shared between one of us, so the prophecy is absolutely correct now.
I'm horrifyingly concerned about what you've done. And also really happy that I get to get rid of a belt but keep a trophy. That's really exciting for me. I don't have to really like arrange my trophy case at all. I just get to slide something else in there.
Like I said, I'm thinking about hiring Jason to be the personal photographer for when I have to come over there and accept the trophy from you. Like, I have a speech written at this point in my head, and I'm just gonna put it on paper.
New bet. Winner gets to punch the loser in the face.
Maybe you should go shoulder. Both of you have jobs that involve people seeing your face and like.
No. Face. Because I've wanted to punch Clyde in the face for some time.
Well, then why haven't you?
I feel offended by that.
Honestly, I haven't, because I feel like his formerly glorious beard would have absorbed most of the blow. But now that he has de-Samsoned his face, he is both punchable and beatable. And I am not afraid.
It's just hurtful.
You want hurtful? Dan's beard. Fuck you, Dan's beard is better than your beard.
Oh, you could fuck right off.
Yeah, that scraggly ass Keenan Allen shit that he's got stapled to his face is better than your beard.
Both him and your little prepubescent beard you got going on can fuck right off.
My beard has never pretended to be as close to your beard as any other beard. However, Dan's beard is both beardier and longer.
Beardier.
Than your beard.
His is beardier.
His is beardier than your beard.
His looks like a wizard in training gave up halfway through.
I hear a beard race coming on.
Please, old will I go manually change Dan's team name to Wizard in Training.
Oh, Mike, I am going to crush you this week. I'm going to put in all of the research that I can into fixing this team so I can crush you.
Likewise, I think our teams are going to look really fucking weird going into our matchups. It's going to be like, why are you starting Nyheim Hines? But reasons! I did research. I talked to Frank Reich. I talked to Jonathan Taylor. I talked to Carson Wentz and his COVID having ass. I've got insight that you don't. Look out!
I want to get on Cameo and get like a football coach that we know just to give tips from them. You know what ends up happening this week? We get put on a list somewhere that we have to explain later on in life. Clyde, why do you have a restraining order from Frank Reich? Listen, alright? Really,
you know,
bad week,
you know,
fantasy football.
You know what would be problematic for me? I'd be worried about our third place matchup. Congratulations, Tom and Joe. I'd be worried about our third place matchup if you had Davante Adams. I'd be worried. But you don't.
I don't have that.
So I'm not.
I don't have that at all.
You don't. You got David Montgomery. And as a Bears fan, and I speak for Tom here.
Ooh. He does.
would you rather me be starting? I don't know. Let me think about the other running backs I have. That one's dead. That one's dead. That one's on IR. That one broke his hand. Right. Singletary is my only other option here.
And that's my point. Actually, you should probably do that. However, what I get to do, and what I'm most excited about, is I get to shove both Saquon Barkley and Ezekiel Elliott up your ass. Two running backs who you have hated the entire season and simultaneously wish you fucking had on your team. Oh,
I cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
I cannot wait to watch them both lay a fucking goose egg for me to go, aha! Because that'll be how we open up the show next week, by the way. I'll say bling a blow, and the next thing you'll hear is just, aha! I told you! Because they're not
going
to do shit.
The first thing you hear will probably be Tom crying.
No, I fully expect to lose, so there won't really be any tears.
I look forward to the
Tom, I want to have more confidence in you. I really do.
It's going to take a miracle. The fact that I beat Joe in the regular season is amazing. Without having DeAndre Swift and Mike Evans, I think my chances are very low.
But I'm rooting for you to be wrong.
I appreciate the reality rooted thoughts that you're having. I do. And for the sake of the league, for the sake of entertainment, for the sake of yourself, for the sake of being 12-2 and finishing the regular season in first place by a substantial margin, I need you to fake it a little bit.
I mean, for imprint, or not for inference, for example.
Instance?
No, for example, Mike just spent 15 minutes talking about how Saquon Barkley, and who was the other one you were talking about?
Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, two touchdowns this last week, Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah.
How those two running backs who haven't been worth the shit for 5 years were going to run up and down the field on my ass because that's how confident he's at right now. Do that with your team.
But see, if you expect disappointment, then you'll never actually be disappointed.
This is why I want Joe to win. This is why I'm rooting for Joe. I don't want our champion to have a loser's mentality. Get out of here, Tom. Come on, buddy. Come in. Like come in with some heat. Throw something down the middle. Let Joe try to hit it. That's what I'm talking about. Clayton Kershaw his ass. But like before. Like Clayton Kershaw like 3 years ago. Before the back problems. That's my problem with this championship matchup, right? It's like the fucking Astros and the Dodgers. Like, I hate both of these goddamn teams. I love you, Tom, but you're the Dodgers. Nope. Yep, you're the Dodgers. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like that you're the Dodgers, and I don't like that Joe is the Astros, because I feel like it should be the other way around. Also, I don't want anyone to be the Astros, because fuck the Astros. Sorry, I lapsed into baseball talk. My mind has switched gears.
This is a clear, subtle way of knowing that Mike no longer cares about football. He is already in baseball mode.
Do you know what I want? And Tom, I need my hype man on this, Tom, so get in on this. I want Julio Jones to be out this week.
He is out this week. Oh, wait, no, he is technically out. Yeah, yes, correct.
Yes, the COVID changes have worked in your favor, but I want Julio Jones to be out this week with COVID.
I also want him to be out this week, period, because as I told Clyde, what I really want to see... So if he's out this week, it comes down to the last game of the season.
Yep. The last game, yeah.
I want him to be a game-time decision. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, Mike, but then I want him to start and then get hurt on the first play.
Here's what I don't understand.
When?
Tom seems to hate me, and I don't know what I did to him when we were roommates, but I clearly did something.
I can rewind the episode if you want to hear, like, an accurate reasoning. It's only like an hour and a half ago that I could just roll it again and just be like, let's listen to this real quick.
Listen, I understand that I am the Patriots. I know I am the Empire. I get... that I've won a lot.
Oh, yeah. Clyde, how many times did I say this week, I don't care if I win, I just need Mike to lose?
Oh, the entire weekend. The entire weekend. Up until it was clear I was going to lose.
Oh, no. Even at that point, I'm still thinking it. I may not have said it out loud at that point because, like, hey, I get to play one more week, but...
What is it like, Tom, that you want to be my arch nemesis, my rival, so badly, and I just... All I see when I think of my arch nemesis is Clyde and his stupid, dumb beard.
I have no desire to be your arch nemesis, Mike. I just want you to stop fucking winning.
Position's also filled. Fuck you, Mike!
Unfortunately for you, Tom, the Empire always strikes back. The point is, Julio Jones, if sitting out for this week's game, it comes down to week 18. And against all odds, we actually have a podcast topic to talk about if that happens. Oh, that and Tom losing in the championship game.
Yeah,
mostly Julio Jones, because I know Tom is not going to want to talk a lot about losing in the championship game.
It's not that I won't want to talk about it. I just don't think there will be much to talk about. What are we going to do? Go through... again, how good Joe's team is?
Yes.
I am so mad about how you're handling this. I need you to, like, believe in yourself.
Look,
a little
I'm
bit.
I'm going to put forth every effort that I can to do whatever it takes. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to fucking take flyers left and right. It's going to be hard. Like, what am I supposed to do here except pray and maybe do a seance for, like, Cooper Kupp to come down with COVID? Like, Tom, what the fuck am I supposed to do here?
Tom, I was going to ask you to close it out, but I was going to ask you to close it out with a special challenge. Because, you know, we've recorded for a while now. It's far too long for me to edit, and I'm going to do it anyway. I thought it would be shorter. It will be longer. But the point is, you have not made me feel better about your matchup from like a trash talk perspective. So what I want, Tom, what I'm requesting is for you to challenge Joe to a bet, to a little bet, just a tiny itty bitty bet.
Well, I think there's only one true way to do this that will make it even remotely interesting. And that is a bet based on projected points. This is something I've talked about. I talked about early on in the podcast, and I think I offered this bet to Clyde, and he promptly turned it down in fear, probably because of his inferiority to Beard and Beardness. And that is who does better or worse based on projection, i.e., Joe, as of noon on Saturday, which I believe is when the first game will kick off. Let me verify that.
I'm officially rooting for Joe.
Yeah, you were always rooting for Joe. Didn't want to have to.
This is not untrue, but now I'm actively rooting for Joe in front of him.
So my bet, and apparently there are no Saturday games this weekend. It is nothing about Sundays and
get
one
the fuck out of here.
Sunday and one Monday night game. As of noon on Sunday, January 2nd, we lock in our projected scores. And whoever does better compared to their projected score wins the bet. So, in theory, I could still lose the Week 17 matchup, the championship matchup, but still win the bet.
I feel like you're just angling to feel okay about losing the championship, and you should never feel okay about losing the bet, Tom.
Here's the thing: this is how we've been talking about this pretty much for the last 15 weeks. Is Joe's team is so stacked? How is anyone ever going to beat him? The only way I can beat him is not in a head-to-head matchup. So by proposing this bet and potentially beating him in a matchup based off of our projected scores and who goes over their projected score or under by more or less points will win the bet. Ergo, I still have a shot at beating Joe in the championship.
But not getting the belt.
I mean, there's always the chance that his team just outright implodes, or my team, which has happened, blows way the fuck up, and I do beat him. And not to say that I'm not hoping for that, because, yeah, of course I'm hoping for that. I just...
Tom, I have to hear from you that the belt is the most important thing to you this week.
Of course the belt is the most important thing.
The amount of hesitation in that answer is concerning. I don't want to root for Joe. Don't make me root for Joe. I have to pay for shipping if I'm going to root for Joe.
But none of you, nobody in this league is rooting for Joe.
Except for me.
Okay, whatever, Clyde.
I mean, I'm about to, if you keep pausing when I ask you if the belt is the most important thing to you.
Of course the belt is the most important thing. I'm just trying to be realistic and not get my hopes up too high so that I spiral into a deep, dark depression after I don't win.
Tom, let's try that again. Ready? Tom, I have to hear that the belt is the most important. Winning the belt is the most important thing to you this week.
Of course, winning the belt is the most important thing this week, Mike.
I'm leaving the other take in. That was ridiculous. That was fake and forced and nonsense. I know from you that winning the belt has been the most important thing to you this entire season. Even more important than just beating me.
See, I can't lie, Mike. I will not lie. the winning the belt is a very, very close number two, as in terms of most important things of winning of this happening this season. The number one thing happening this season has already happened, and that is you not winning the belt. That is what I've cared about more than any. No, don't interrupt me. Do not interrupt me. You asked for passion. You're getting some fucking passion.
It's about time.
I cared more about you losing than anything else this entire season. So once you lost last week and there is no shot at you getting the belt, I can breathe a little easier. So I'm sorry if I'm a little laxed in my desire for the belt. I want the belt. Of course I want the belt. Who doesn't want the fucking belt? Do you think I want Joe to have come into this league at my own hand and then beat me for the fucking belt? No, of course I don't want that. Of course I want that belt. I want to wear it around the apartment, make Clyde look at it every fucking time he wakes up in the morning. So I'm like,
stupid beard.
I beat you to get so that I can then go on and beat Joe, who you would not have beaten, to win the belt. And now you have to look at it all the fucking time. Of course I want the fucking belt. I'm also a realist, though.
That's had you not go. Said that last part, I would have loved everything that you just said.
You can cut that part out if you want, Mike. All right, guys. Well, this has been fun, but I'm out of whiskey, so we got to go.
I'm going to go win third place. Clyde's going to have a terrible beard. Fuck you, Clyde. Tom,
fuck you, Joe.
Cool.
Fuck you, Mike.
You know what? Go Dan and your awesome beard.
You know what I'm going to start doing? Every time I'm home at your place, I'm going to start spreading hair around your, like, pillow. And just
how? How are you going to do that? Your beard would have to have hair to give. Like, your beard doesn't have any hair to give.
No.
And your head certainly doesn't have any hair to give.
He's taking it out of his head and putting it on your pillow so you think
how?
You're going bald.
But how?
Well,
like,
it's falling out, Mike. It's everywhere. He's just going to gather it up around the apartment.
I'm going to get gin in on this. Oh. You're gonna end up being bald by the end of the fucking year. I hope
easily.
You both lose.
Again, we won't.
Bet?
That both of us lose? So as long as one of us wins, you lose the bet?
Yeah, I want you to have to bet on Mike to win.
Sure, fine. Oh, I don't give a shit if he wins third place. Bourbon County bet, done. As long as either Mike or I win this week, you lose. Done.
Back.
Bourbon County.
Okay. Witness.
So we can do
well,
stuff the rest
of championship week. Set your lineups. Except for Caesar, you're in the punishment. So we have some thinking to do. You'll be hearing from the nine of us later. And good luck, everybody, except for Clyde and his bad beard. Bye.
Fuck you, Mike.
Fuck you, Dan.
Fuck you, Joe.